Welcome to the program for Locals Only with Gary Hamada.
Well, a lot of you are asking every week, when is this gentleman coming on? His segment is very popular. You can go to his website and get a lot of information and a lot of interviews. It is Live with the Jazz Cat. You know him as Leroy Downs. He's been our correspondent. He's on the KLON, KRML for a number of years. And again, go to his website, www.thejazzcat.net. .net. Those of you who've been going to .com, forget that. It's .net. And he is with us, very special guest today, saxophonist, flute composer, and arranger. And I'll let you let Leroy introduce his special guest right at this point on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. How you doing, Leroy?
Good, Gary. How are you?
Good. You have a very special guest, and you never disappoint. I'll tell you that much.
You know what? I try to bring you, you know, what you need, and all of the great players in the business. You guys have a great station. I appreciate you letting me do an interview show every week, and I appreciate all the people who listen out there. I will not disappoint you. This week, a gentleman who is, he's got several albums of his own. He's played with the World Saxophone Quartet, McCoy Tyner, Dave Douglas, and with a gentleman who's actually going to be on my show next week, Chico Hamilton. His name is Mr. Eric Persson. What's up, E?
Hey, everything's good.
Good, good. E's a good friend of mine, man, so I call him E most of the time. But for those of you who don't know Eric, he's got a number of discs. He recorded something live in Big Sur. As a matter of fact, the album is called Live at Big Sur, and I think you guys have that one in the station. You have a new album that's coming out too, don't you?
Well, it's out now. It's entitled Reflections, and what it is, it's a best-of collection that spans my recording career from like 1993 till 2003, but it was just released a few months back.
And it has a few special guests on it that some people would know as, right?
Yes, Dave Douglas is featured, trumpeter Dave Douglas, and also Dave Holland, the bassist, is featured, and my band, my working band, Metaphor, which features John Esposito on piano and Peter O'Brien on drums, Kenny Davis on bass, and some other great musicians that I've worked with over the years and who's worked with my band, Metaphor.
Well, question. How do you come across the concepts for your music? And for the people who don't know, what is Metaphor?
Well, Metaphor is a band that I started. I've been leading groups for quite a while in New York, and basically I kind of wanted to come up with a concept of just developing a lot of my own original compositions and working alongside some of my favorite musicians I've worked with here and there over the years. So one of those being John Esposito and Kenny Davis on bass. And basically I just kind of filled in the parts, and E.J. Strickland, the drummer, who works with Robbie Coltrane now, he was one of the first Metaphor members. But it's really kind of like the Metaphor sound is really a very open sound. It's very expressive. It's it really can go anywhere at any time. But, so it really is a conglomeration of a lot of my listening from my youth. Things can be funky. Things can be very rhythmic. Things can be free, avant-garde, if you want to use those terms. But it's all kind of bound together by a strong compositional sense to them.
Well, you know, you and I talk about music a lot. How do you think the people, or what kind of ears do the people have to incorporate your music?
I think they have to be ready for anything. I think when the band's firing on all cylinders, you know, it's like the music can really go anywhere. And it's very exciting for me because this is the kind of music I've always wanted to make. You know, when I first started organizing bands and selecting compositions and writing in certain directions, I really had a sound in my head that I really wanted to go for. And just with each gig and each set of musicians, we kind of just start moving towards this sound that would be called the Metaphor sound. And it's an eclectic sound, but it's still focused, you know, with the strength coming from each musician, you know.
You're listening to Leroy Downs on Jazz and Blues Radio today, here with a good friend of mine, Mr. Eric Person. Now, who's the most famous musician you know out of East St. Louis?
Well, Miles Davis.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Eric Person. I was just waiting.
Well, no. No, Miles Davis for sure.
Yeah, well, there's a couple of cats. You, Miles, Russell Gunn. I'm sure there's a few more cats from East St. Louis as well.
Well, you know, East St. Louis basically is right across the river from St. Louis. So I can kind of group them all together. But, you know, guys like Hamiet Blewett, the baritone saxophonist, right. Lester Bowie, you know, I think Bob Gordon, the baritone saxophonist from like the 50s. I think he came from St. Louis. But, you know, also Fontella Bass, the vocalist, she's from St. Louis.
Well, we don't have to go.
Oh, Clark Terry.
Oh, Clark. Right.
Yeah,
exactly. You know, it's a good crop of cats.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Great musician. Yeah.
Now, you're an all-in-one package, man. You write your own music, you compose your own music, arrange it, you know, you produce it, and you even own your own label.
Yeah.
I mean, how and plan all of your tours. So, how difficult is that for an individual who has an art and just wants to concentrate on putting your art out there? Have to do the rest of the business as well.
Yeah, well, it is hard at different times. I mean, but I like to say that I'm pretty focused in my energy because I'm pretty excited about my band and my music, so I'm pretty driven to really make it happen. And so even though there's a lot of obstacles in doing it on my own, you know, just time-consuming wise, you know, I am gathering up a team of people slowly that is helping me along the way. It's just like when I, you know, put the band together. You know, each piece came together gradually, you know.
Yeah, so. Well, Eric generally lives in Brooklyn, New York, but he's out here in sunny Southern Cali. I couldn't stay there yesterday because it was storming. But he's out here in Southern California, and he's got a West Coast tour, and you're going to be up north as well, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to be in the Bay Area. I'm first performing on Saturday, April 1st, at the Jazz School. That's in Berkeley. If you want to go to my website, ericperson.com, all my concert info is there. So, or you can also go to Leroy's site at jazzcat.net.
That's right.
But, yeah, we're going to be playing at the Jazz School this Saturday. Two sets, 8 and 9. Then Sunday, on the 2nd, we're doing a master class around noon. So any musicians who, you know, want to get schooled by some very great musicians, you know, come out to that. It's around noon at the Jazz School on the 2nd. Then that evening, we're playing at Bach Dancing and Dynamite, which is in Half Moon Bay. We're doing an evening concert at 4:30 to 7:30. That's Bach Dancing and Dynamite. And then we're going to be in Santa Cruz at Cayuga Vault, and that's going to be on April the 8th. Cayuga Vault. You can go to cayugavault.com to find out all the information. That's in Santa Cruz on the 8th. And then we're going to be back up in the Bay Area in San Francisco on the 9th at Jazz at Pearls.
Well, this cat has planned his own tour. This is Eric Person. You're listening to Jazz and Blues Radio with Leroy Downs. The show is called Live with the Jazz Cat, and the Jazz Cat has Mr. Eric Person with him this week. You know, Eric hit me to a great music community online, and it's called MySpace.com, and I found that it's really a great place where a lot of musicians get together and you can interact with a lot of musicians. You hit me to it, and I put a spot up there as well. But tell me about ericperson.com and MySpace and how you get all of your music out there.
Well, yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that because even though people can go to ericperson.com and hear some sound clips, they can also go to my page at myspace.com/EPMF. That's myspace.com/EPMF. And I got songs that you can download there. All the schedule is there also. But it's a good community to kind of look around, and you can search for maybe some of your favorite musicians like Herbie Hancock, Chick Corea, Keith Jarrett, you know, have pages there. So it's a good place to kind of look around, too. But check out my information, and you can, hopefully you'll come out to a performance that, you know, be better.
Well, I'm here with Eric, and I see next to him he actually has the alto. Would you guys like to hear Eric play a little alto?
I didn't hear nobody say anything.
Well, you know what? We're going to play a little alto for you. This is Eric Person.
The phones are lighting up here.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, we're going to give him some horn right now. This is Eric Person live right here in sunny Southern Cali.
What label are you recording on now?
Basically, it's my own label. It's called Distinction Records. And this latest CD, Reflections, is my third on the label.
Well, that's how we do it. Thanks so much, Eric, for hanging out with the Jazz Cat on Jazz and Blues Radio, man. We appreciate you, your music, and everything you're doing.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right.
You're listening to a live interview with the Jazz Cat, Leroy Downs himself, with his special guest, Eric Person, live on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. And if you want more information or you want to hear a replay of that interview, just go to the Jazz Cat's site himself. Pretty easy to remember. It's www.thejazzcat.net. So all you guys are going to .com, forget that. It's .net. It's www.thejazzcat.net. And if you want more information on Eric Person, go to his website, www.ericperson.com. And we'll give you more information. If you want to order Eric's new CD, Reflections, it is at CD Baby. And you probably can get it also on his website. And we want to thank the Jazz Cat himself, Leroy Downs, for this very special interview. And he'll be back again next week with probably another. I guess Chico Hamilton. Is that right?
Chico Hamilton will be on next week. Yeah.
Wow. The conquistador himself. You got to go back a long ways to remember that song. And I think Eric played with Chico. Is that right?
Yeah. My first big gig in New York was with Chico Hamilton.
Oh.
That was way back in '83. So it was. good.
Well, thank you very much. Eric Person, the very, very talented saxophonist, flutist, composer, and arranger from very active in New York City and on tour here on the West Coast till April 11th. I'll give you more of those dates in a moment. This is Gary Hamada, and you're listening to KRML Jazz and Blues Radio for locals only, and that segment was Live with the Jazz Cat. We'll be right back.